Welcome to IP Management Voice, the podcast spotlighting leading minds in IP and IP management. This series supports the IP Business Academy's call for subject matter experts to share insights, foster reflection, and strengthen the global IP system. Join the conversation via our newsletter and explore cutting-edge content on D-Plex. The content in this episode, which focuses on the critical role of IP process management for businesses, comes from Max Foyker.
Welcome to The Deep Dive, the show where we try to unearth those crucial insights, maybe some surprising facts, and hopefully just enough humor to make some really complex topics genuinely fascinating. Today, we're plunging into something that's, well, it's not just a legal formality. It's really the cornerstone of competitive advantage in, you know, today's innovation-driven economy. We're talking about intellectual property or IP. Now, for many, IP might just conjure up images of, I don't know, dusty legal books and endless paperwork. But here's the thing, it's kind of a double-edged sword. It's a source of immense, almost unimaginable value if you manage it right. But it's also a significant area of risk if you just let it sit there, untended. So our mission today is to go way beyond just having IP. We're talking about mastering it. We're going to uncover how robust IP process management really transforms those static legal concepts into dynamic, powerful business tools. Think of it less like just owning a treasure chest, you know, and more like having the detailed map, a sturdy key, and maybe a skilled crew, all dedicated to systematically getting every single ounce of value out of it. We want to show you how to truly leverage your intellectual assets.
That's absolutely right. In today's landscape, just possessing intellectual property, it's simply not enough. It's true value, maybe even exponential value, that's unlocked through efficient, strategic, and importantly, continuous management. So we've pulled together a stack of sources for this deep dive, and they reveal pretty clearly what the most important IT processes actually are and why optimizing them isn't just, you know, a good idea, but absolutely crucial, especially for growing companies. We'll also look at how those optimized processes fundamentally reduce risk and drastically improve how you use your IP. And finally, how cutting-edge digital tools can make all of this profoundly more efficient and, frankly, more accessible.
Exactly. So if you're maybe a founder or a manager or maybe just someone inherently curious about how businesses really build and protect their future, get ready. We think you'll gain a crystal-clear understanding of what's often an overlooked, but I mean utterly critical, business function. This deep dive, it's designed to make you not just informed, but strategically empowered. Okay, let's unpack this then. We hear IP processes, and it sounds a bit, well, corporate, maybe even a little dry, but what exactly does that cover? Let's say an idea is born, a new creation. What are the sort of fundamental stages a company has to navigate to turn that initial spark into a protected, valuable asset?
Yeah, at its core, IP processes are really a systematic approach. You could almost think of it like an orchestra. It's about identifying, protecting, leveraging, and ultimately enforcing a company's intellectual assets. And this journey, it really begins with that very first spark of an idea. And it extends all the way through to ongoing portfolio optimization, making sure every single asset is working as hard as possible for the business. It's definitely a continuous evolving cycle, not just a one-time thing you do after filing something.
And it all kicks off with that initial spark, right? That eureka moment. So that's where invention disclosure and capture comes in. It's about systematically identifying and documenting those new ideas, improvements, discoveries. But why is systematic so important there? I mean, couldn't someone just jot down an idea on a napkin?
Well, a napkin might be a start, but it's rarely enough, really. It's vital to build a culture where employees feel not just empowered, but actually encouraged to share their creative ideas. You know, from a small process tweak to a big breakthrough invention, the systematic part. That comes in through thorough documentation, capturing the technical details, the problem it solves, potential uses, and crucially, who was involved and when they were involved. Our sources really highlight that without this kind of structured approach, valuable ideas just, well, they slip through the cracks. Then companies can't properly prove who invented it or when, which is, frankly, disastrous for getting a patent later on. It's like finding treasure but forgetting where you buried the map.
Okay, so once that initial idea is captured, what's next? Often it's about carving out your unique identity in the market, isn't it? That sounds like trademark clearance and registration. Yeah, I bet a lot of growing companies, especially early on, might think, we'll worry about trademarks later. Let's just get the product out. But from your experience, what are the real nightmares that can happen if they skip proper trademark clearance and registration early on?
Oh, it's such a classic pitfall. Skipping thorough trademark clearance, it can be incredibly costly, both financially and, you know, to the company's reputation. Just imagine investing heavily in a new brand name, launching a product, only to get a cease and desist letter because, whoops, you accidentally infringed on someone else's existing mark. Then you're staring down the barrel of potentially millions in rebranding costs, forced product recalls, nasty legal fights, and significant damage to consumer trust. Bad news. So thorough clearance searches, they're indispensable. They help you avoid those legal landmines. And once you're clear, registration gives you really significant legal advantages. Things like exclusive rights, it puts the public on notice you own it. And you get to use that powerful symbol that definitely reinforces your market position and frankly scares off potential copycats. It's like planting your flag firmly in the marketplace.
Right. And beyond names and logos, there's also design rights. I'm thinking of something like, you know, the distinct curve of a smartphone or maybe the unique pattern on a really popular shoe. Elements that are instantly recognizable but aren't really about how the product works. What exactly does this protect?
Yeah, design rights are fascinating. They protect the look of a product, its unique shape, configuration, maybe a pattern, or even just ornamentation. It's important to clarify, though, this protects the appearance, not the function. That's key. So for industries where how something looks is really important, think fashion, furniture, consumer electronics, design rights offer a really significant competitive edge. They stop competitors from just copying those distinctive visual things that often make consumers want the product in the first place, like a visually striking app interface, or maybe the iconic shape of a specific car. It's all about owning that visual signature.
Okay, so we've talked about patents, trademarks, design rights, these sort of individual fortresses for innovation.
Right.
But how do you connect them all? How do you command this whole army of intellectual assets for maximum strategic impact? That brings us to IP portfolio management, right? How does that provide a holistic sort of strategic view?
This is really where the magic of strategy comes in. IP portfolio management is the systematic organizing, evaluating, and optimizing of all your IP assets, everything. It's about aligning your entire IP collection, every patent, trademark, design right, even trade secrets with your overall business goals. This kind of strategic oversight helps you spot gaps where maybe you need more protection. It uncovers assets you're not really using, and it can even reveal opportunities for, say, licensing out some dormant IP or maybe selling off assets that no longer fit your core strategy. It basically ensures your resources go towards the most valuable assets. It turns a simple collection of rights into a dynamic, actively managed resource that fuels your business's future. It's kind of like being the conductor of a very complex orchestra. You need everything playing together.
Makes sense. And what about after you've protected it? What happens if companies get a bit complacent? Maybe thinking the protection part is over once the filing's done.
Mm-hmm.
What are the subtle and maybe not so subtle ways competitors or, you know, bad actors can undermine that protection if you're not actively monitoring? This sounds like IP monitoring and enforcement.
You got it. Without active monitoring and, crucially, a willingness to enforce your rights, your IP can quickly become, well, pretty meaningless. Imagine having that treasure map, but just letting others dig up your gold without doing anything about it. So this process involves actively looking for and defending against unauthorized use. That means monitoring competitors, scanning online marketplaces for fakes, tracking social media for brand misuse. It also means being ready to send cease and desist letters or even pursue litigation if you have to. Our sources really emphasize that robust monitoring isn't just about reacting when something bad happens. It's about deterring it in the first place. It sends a clear signal to the market. You take your IP seriously and you will defend it. That prevents your rights from getting weakened over time.
Okay, so shifting gears a bit, before you even get a product out the door, there's something called Freedom to Operate Analysis, or FTO. This sounds like a really smart preventative step, kind of checking for potential roadblocks before you launch a product. Is it like a pre-flight check for innovation?
It absolutely is a smart preventative measure and, yeah, a critical risk mitigation strategy. Think of it exactly like a comprehensive pre-flight check. An FTO analysis is a systematic investigation you do early in the product development cycle. The goal is to identify any existing IP rights held by others that could potentially block your activities or your product launch. Having this foresight lets you, you know, pivot your product designs if needed, maybe seek licenses from others, or even decide to abandon a certain path before you've sunk too many resources into it. Ultimately, it prevents costly redesigns, drawn-out legal fights, or potentially devastating injunctions. It lets you launch new things with confidence, knowing you've got a clear runway ahead.
And finally, there's a different kind of IP protection, trade secret management. How does this differ from the registered IP we've been talking about, like patents and trademarks? And what kinds of things does it typically protect? I'm thinking of stuff like maybe proprietary manufacturing processes, customer lists, or even secret marketing strategies.
Trade secrets are really interesting because they protect confidential business info that gives you a competitive edge. And unlike patents or trademarks, they don't rely on registration with any government office. Instead, their protection relies entirely on keeping them confidential, maintaining that secrecy. So this involves robust internal policies, think clear, clean desk rules, secure data protocols, strict access controls. It also involves non-disclosure agreements or NDAs with everyone from employees to external partners, plus top-tier cybersecurity. And continuous training is vital so everyone understands their role in keeping these secrets truly secret. The key thing is the protection can last indefinitely as long as the information stays secret. But if it's improperly disclosed, poof, that protection can vanish. The human element is often the weakest link here. But when managed well, trade secrets like, you know, the Coca-Cola formula or Google's search algorithm, they are incredibly powerful, enduring assets.
Hey, are you an IP expert with a focus topic you want to share? Then you might be just the right fit to become an IP subject matter expert at the IP Business Academy. It's a great opportunity to build visibility for your expertise and reach new clients through a trusted academic platform. You'll be supported in creating digital content, LinkedIn strategies, and outreach to your target group. If you're ready to raise your profile and position yourself as a thought leader, get in touch with us. We'd love to hear from you. End of advertisement.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting for me. You know, when I first looked at these sources, I admit, IP processes sounded a bit like, well, necessary paperwork, a chore. But the more I dug in, the more I realized it's actually a genuine strategic powerhouse. Can you articulate why optimizing these processes isn't just good practice, but absolutely vital, especially for a company that's trying to scale up and really dominate its market?
Yeah, it's a critical distinction to make. Optimized IP management, it directly impacts your company's bottom line, its financial prosperity, it affects your market agility, how fast you can move, and your long-term sustainability. It fundamentally transforms IP from what can often feel like a reactive cost center, just another expense line, into a strategically managed investment that actively drives value. For growing companies especially, it's often the difference between just sort of existing and truly thriving in today's competitive knowledge-based economy. It's really about building that solid foundation for future growth.
Let's talk about the financial side more. Enhancing financial prudence. You mentioned cost efficiency. Where are the hidden costs that optimized processes help you find and maybe cut? Because, you know, for a growing company, every dollar counts.
Absolutely. Every dollar is an investment you need to track. Look, manual tracking of filings, haphazard documentation, making decisions on the fly without a clear process, it inevitably leads to what our sources call an administrative labyrinth. And that means significantly inflated administrative costs, just wasted time and effort. Some sources suggest businesses without optimized IP processes can actually hemorrhage up to 15% of their potential innovation capital just on avoidable admin overhead and reactive legal firefighting. That's huge. Furthermore, a lack of optimized processes dramatically escalates litigation risks, and the costs associated with legal battles, they can be astronomical, even crippling. So, robust processes like doing thorough trademark clearance upfront or systematically monitoring patents, they act as a proactive defense, a shield, like you said. They minimize the chance of you infringing on someone else or someone infringing on you without you noticing, and that helps you avoid those exorbitant litigation costs.
And when it comes to actually bringing new ideas to the market, optimized IP processes can help with accelerating innovation, faster time to market. I can definitely see how clunky IP procedures could create bottlenecks, slow things down, and really impact your market advantage. But how much faster are we really talking here? Is it significant?
Oh, the speed gain is definitely significant. The real magic here is speed. Clunky, disconnected IP procedures, they create serious bottlenecks. They can lead to missed market windows, which just lets competitors swoop in and grab that opportunity. Streamlined processes, however, they integrate smoothly right into the product development lifecycle. Think about automated systems for invention disclosure that capture ideas instantly, or preemptive trademark clearances that run while the product is being designed, not after. Our sources suggest this integration can shave weeks, sometimes even months, off your time to market. That ensures your innovations are protected right alongside their market launch. It secures that crucial first mover advantage and lets you own that market space early on.
Right. And growth always brings complexity, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Decisions become more critical. They have farther-reaching consequences. So how do optimized IP processes help with empowering informed decisions? Because without clear information, it feels like it's easy to stumble, especially when you're growing fast.
Precisely. Fragmented information, outdated data, incomplete records about your IP. If you don't have clear processes to manage it all, it inevitably leads to suboptimal decisions. Decisions about R&D investments, which markets to enter, even who to partner with. Optimized processes, on the other hand, they provide a comprehensive, real-time, and up-to-date understanding of your entire IP portfolio, all in one place. This clear picture reveals things like white spots, areas where you could innovate next. It identifies underutilized assets that might be perfect for licensing out. And it enables data-driven strategic choices that are grounded in a full understanding of the IP implications. It's like having a strategic compass, always pointing you in the right direction, backed by data.
Okay, finally, for a growing company, you're always thinking about the future.
Right.
About scaling up. How does IP keep pace with rapid expansion? What about future-proofing operations, scalability? Can IP processes become a real drag on growth if they're not optimized?
Oh, absolutely. They can become a significant drag, a major bottleneck. But the beauty of optimized IP processes is that they are inherently designed for scalability. That's part of the point. They leverage things like specialized IT management software and standardized workflows. These automate routine tasks, manage critical deadlines automatically, and handle an increasing volume of IP, all without needing a proportionally massive increase in costs or hiring tons more people. This ensures that as your company grows, your IP function actually supports and facilitates that growth, rather than becoming this bottleneck that stifles expansion. It's really about building an IP framework that can flex and grow right along with you.
So if we take all these benefits together, cost efficiency, faster innovation, better decisions, scalability. What does this really mean for how optimized IP processes actually achieve these things? How do they concretely reduce risk and improve how you use your IP? It sounds like it's about way more than just playing defense, like you said.
You're absolutely right. It's definitely more than defense. These processes, when optimized, they foster a proactive approach. They transform IP into a truly dynamic business tool, one that actively drives innovation, helps secure market positions, and even generates new revenue streams. It's not just about defending what you have, it's about playing offense with your IP.
Okay, let's dive into some specific strategies for that offense. First up, strategic alignment. Optimized filing strategies. How does this lead to smarter investments rather than just, you know, filing patents for everything under the sun?
Right. It's definitely not about reactive filing or filing everything. It's about having a meticulously crafted filing strategy, one that's deeply intertwined with your company's main business objectives. This kind of systematic approach identifies only those innovations that are truly worth protecting, the ones with real commercial potential. It helps you prioritize those with the highest potential return and select the most appropriate forms of IP for each specific innovation. Patent, trademark, design, trade secret. This avoids wasting precious resources on protecting IP that has little commercial value. And instead, it helps you build a focused, strong, and relevant portfolio that directly supports your market goals. It's much more like a surgical strike approach, not a scattergun blast.
And we touched on proactive foresight, freedom to operate, FTO analyses earlier, but it feels worth hitting again here in terms of actively reducing risk and enabling confident action. This isn't just about avoiding trouble, is it? It's more proactive than that.
Indeed. FTO is definitely more than just avoiding trouble. It's about proactively de-risking your innovation pipeline. Remember, it's that systematic investigation conducted early in product development to spot existing IP rights that could block you. By identifying potential obstacles early on, you gain the chance for what you might call course correction. You can pivot product designs, maybe negotiate licenses with the rights holders, or even adjust your market entry strategy altogether. This lets you launch new offerings with much greater confidence, knowing you have a clear view of the competitive IP landscape and a significantly reduced chance of hitting some kind of legal ambush down the road.
Okay, how about staying ahead of the game? What role does strategic intelligence, leveraging competitive analysis, play in reducing risk and maybe finding opportunities? This sounds a bit like having a spyglass pointed right at the competition.
It absolutely is like having a spyglass, and it's incredibly powerful when used right. Systematically monitoring your competitors' IP filings, what patents are they getting, what trademarks, and also their enforcement activities, who are they suing? This provides invaluable foresight. It helps you identify potential threats, like maybe disruptive technologies they're developing, or perhaps aggressive IP strategies they're deploying in your market. But beyond just risk mitigation, this kind of intelligence often reveals white spots in the market, unprotected areas where you can innovate and secure your own IP. Or it might even identify potential licensing opportunities with those competitors, maybe for complementary technologies. This transforms IP from just a defensive asset into a strategic offensive weapon. It allows you to anticipate and respond proactively rather than just reacting after the fact.
And how can you make your IP work harder for you financially?
Yeah.
Really turn it into a revenue generator.
Right.
What about unlocking value, identifying, pursuing licensing opportunities?
Right. So a robust IP portfolio, one that's built through strategic filing and careful management, often holds significant untapped value. Hidden value sometimes. Optimized processes should involve regularly reviewing your entire portfolio, not just once a year, but ongoing. You're looking to identify patents, trademarks, or designs that might not be core to your immediate product lines right now, but could be incredibly valuable to other businesses in different sectors, maybe. Actively pursuing these licensing opportunities, whether it's for a specific piece of tech, a brand extension, maybe a design, it turns those dormant IP assets into recurring revenue streams. And it can even enhance your market presence indirectly without you needing direct investment. It basically transforms your IP into an active monetization engine, ensuring you realize the full commercial potential of your hard-won intellectual assets.
Wow. Okay. This all sounds, well, it sounds like a monumental task. Almost overwhelming, maybe, for any growing company, especially one juggling so many other priorities. Is there a secret weapon, you know, a silver bullet to help manage all of this effectively? Okay, let's unpack this idea of digital IP tools.
Yeah, these tools, they really aren't a luxury anymore. They're becoming a fundamental necessity for any company that's serious about managing its IP effectively. You could think of them as the digital key to that treasure chest we talked about earlier. They're specifically designed to automate, centralize, and streamline IP work. All those processes we've discussed. They make this complex field of IP management significantly more efficient, much less prone to human error, and ultimately far more strategic. They're really the infrastructure that makes everything we've discussed actually possible to implement at scale, especially as you grow.
I can just imagine the chaos of scattered information files buried on local drives, key deadlines lost in email chains, spreadsheets living everywhere, maybe outdated ones. How do digital tools tackle this with centralized data management?
It really is the end of that email scavenger hunt and the constant frustration of wondering if you have the latest information. A centralized IP management system provides a single authoritative source, one source of truth for all IP-related data. Applications, granted patents or trademarks, agreements, inventor details, critical dates, everything. This eliminates those silos of information, cuts down endless email chains seeking updates, and stops duplication of effort. Everyone involved, from R&D engineers submitting ideas, to IP managers handling filings, to business development teams looking at licensing, they can all access the same real-time information. That fosters seamless collaboration and enables much faster, more informed decision-making across the whole organization. It just creates a unified truth.
And IP costs can be really substantial, right? Filing fees, renewal fees, maybe outside counsel costs, potential litigation. How do these tools bring financial clarity, cost tracking, and budgeting to what can be a pretty significant and often opaque expense category?
That's a great point. For many companies, IP costs can feel a bit like a black hole. You know, they're essential, but they're really difficult to track accurately and predict reliably. Digital tools often integrate sophisticated features specifically for detailed cost tracking and robust budgeting. They automate the tracking of expenses against specific IP assets. This patent cost X, this trademark renewal cost Y. This gives you granular insight into where the money is actually going. And crucially, many include forecasting capabilities. They can help predict future costs related to upcoming renewals, maintenance fees, maybe even potential enforcement actions based on past trends. This financial clarity transforms IP from just being this nebulous cost center into a strategically managed, predictable investment. It gives CFOs and business leaders that much-needed transparency.
Making sense of huge amounts of IP data for strategic decisions sounds incredibly challenging, too. How do digital tools provide strategic insights, reporting and visualization, turning all that raw data into intelligence you can actually act on?
This is where these tools really shine in empowering leadership. They typically offer powerful reporting capabilities. You can generate customized reports on pretty much any aspect of the IP portfolio, things like geographic coverage, technology trends within your patents, even competitor activity based on public data feeds. And many tools also incorporate quite sophisticated visualization features. They present complex data in easily digestible formats like charts, graphs, dashboards. This allows decision makers to quickly grasp key trends, identify strengths or weaknesses in their portfolio, and understand the competitive IP landscape, all without having to sift through mountains of raw data themselves. It's like getting an instant strategic snapshot, enabling those data-driven decisions at lightning speed.
And finally, all these IP processes involve so many steps, critical deadlines, approvals needed. How do these tools ensure consistency and quality? Workflow management, how do they essentially error-proof your entire IP operation?
Yeah, they act as a critical human error firewall, you could say. Robust workflow features allow companies to define and then automate standardized procedures for all sorts of IP activities, invention disclosure, patent filing, trademark renewals, you name it. This includes setting up automated reminders for those critical deadlines, miss one, and you could lose a right entirely. They can automatically route documents for necessary approvals, ensuring the right people sign off at the right time, and they make sure every step is tracked and logged. By standardizing these workflows, these tools ensure consistency in how IP is managed across the board. They dramatically reduce human error, improve data quality, and help ensure compliance with complex regulations in different countries. It just makes the entire IP function much more reliable and efficient overall.
Wow. What an incredible journey into the world of IP process management. We've really peeled back the layers today. We've seen how identifying, protecting, leveraging, and enforcing IP isn't just, you know, some legal formality. It's a core strategic business function, and it directly impacts your company's bottom line, its prosperity, its growth. Optimized processes, especially when amplified by smart digital tools, they truly transform IP from what could feel like a burden into a genuinely powerful engine for innovation, for competition, and even for revenue.
Exactly. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, a sophisticated and proactive approach to managing your IP, one that underpinned by these optimized processes and enabled by digital tools. It's not just beneficial anymore, it is absolutely essential for long-term success and resilience, especially in our increasingly knowledge-based economy. It's all about making sure your valuable intellectual assets are managed with the utmost efficiency, leveraged to their absolute fullest potential, and truly protected for the future battles ahead.
So a final thought for you, our listener. As you look at your own business, or maybe the one you work for, what IP treasures might you be overlooking right now because you don't have optimized processes in place? Or, thinking offensively, what new market could you confidently enter if you had a clear freedom-to-operate analysis, knowing you've minimized those hidden risks? Just think about how robust IP management, powered by some of these insights, could genuinely be your next big strategic advantage, really propelling your company to new heights.
Thanks for listening to IP Management Voice. If there's any topic you'd like us to cover in this podcast or on the content platform Dplex, please get in contact and let us know.